I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Britain's phone hacking scandal may be spreading to the U.S. Today, the FBI announced it would investigate allegations that Rupert Murdoch's News Corp broke into the phone records of victims of September 11th. Meanwhile, the British Parliament today issued a summons for Rupert Murdoch and his son James. It orders them to appear before a committee hearing next week. The committee is investigating phone hacking and bribery allegations against Murdoch's News of the World newspaper. John Burns is the London bureau chief of the New York Times. He says every hour there's a new twist to the saga.
At the last, almost, after having previously today on Thursday informed the parliamentary committee through their lawyers that they would not attend the parliamentary committee hearing next Tuesday, which is likely to be the most listened to and watched parliamentary hearing here in many, many years, they've changed their minds.
And I'm just curious, I mean, Murdoch didn't want to go. When Britain's parliament issues a summons, can you just opt out?
The summons that were issued by parliament late today hold with them the implication that if you refuse them, a historic order to command you to appear at the bar of the House of Commons. Mm. This takes me back to the Civil War days of this country. And now, you know, 350 years ago, to appear at the bar of the House of Commons to be cited for contempt. Now, if that sort of thing happened, and nobody suggested that they were prepared to go quite that far, but still, if it did, the Murdochs would, of course, be in the position of having to say publicly that the reason they wouldn't obey the summons is because they are American citizens. And that would be extremely injurious to them, in my view, in a situation in which the whole question now, in the midst of the scandal of the ownership of the media in this country and the extraordinary power that Rupert and James Murdoch have accumulated, is, of course, dead center in the entire discussion.
Well, John Burns, that brings us to a liability for the Murdochs in the United States. News Corp is an American corporation. The majority of its profits are here. And many people here in the U.S. are increasingly looking at the possibility that American laws were broken, in particular a thing called the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. Briefly, how might the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act apply here?
As I understand it, of course, it establishes that criminal activity by a U.S. corporation on foreign soil, whatever laws that corporation may have to answer to in the distant jurisdiction, can also be a crime under United States law. And of course, that opens up a gaping abyss. There has so far, of course, been no evidence that crimes were committed by these executives.
Right.
There's beginning to look as though crimes were committed by people who work for them here. So where all that may go, who knows?
So what is your hunch, John Burns? Is this becoming more of an American story?
Oh, yes. It's a very, very big story. Some people, of course, they love to make these analogies. They say, this is Carl Bernstein, this is Britain's Watergate. We'll have to see. It has imperiled, of course, the government. It's imperiled the prime minister of the country. And it has revealed this stifling nexus between politicians, press, and the police. And that's going to be, these inquiries are going to run, as well as the criminal cases, one suspects, that are going to arise out of this for years. And I think we're going to emerge into quite a different landscape, and I would say a much better one.
New York Times London Bureau Chief John Burns, thanks very much indeed.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.